You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Marielle Segarra in for Molly Wood. Last year, the holiday shopping season was kind of a disaster. A lot more people were shopping online because of the pandemic, and millions of packages were delayed or delivered late. This year could be worse. There are shortages of materials, products, shipping containers, and workers. And Deloitte estimates that online sales will jump by 11 to 15% this season. Retailers are encouraging people to shop as early as possible. Also, they and shipping companies are trying out robots that can help them sort through items. Ken Goldberg is a professor of industrial engineering at UC Berkeley and a co-founder of Ambi Robotics, which makes a robot called AmbiSort. And he says the robots are getting better at this.
We've come a long way in a year. We've gotten a lot better at figuring out where to grasp objects, how to scan them with faster scanners. All the arm motions have been sped up. The system is now ready to do the job. And I think what's going on is that in many vendors around the country, they're all gearing up and trying out new things. And this is going to be a big test year for new technologies. Then those that work, they're going to invest very heavily in starting in the spring so that this will be able to solve these problems continuously in the future.
Yeah. And can you just sort of like describe what it looks like for me?
Just imagine one big bin on one side and then a robot, a blue robot that has a gripper on the end. In fact, it's suction cups. And then cameras are all around it. And then on the other side is another robot arm that sort of moves along and drops the packages into this big array of 25 other bins. So it takes up a fair amount of space, like the size of a small room. And the packages come in on one end and they come out on the other end in these smaller bins assigned to each zip code.
And how does that speed things up?
Well, it can be very slow to have humans do this. So this system speeds up all three aspects. It never gets tired. It can reach deeply into the bin because of the robot. It's scanned with lots of cameras simultaneously, so it can instantly scan, find the barcode. And then it drops it in this scantry that basically moves it while the robot goes down to pick up the next object. The first object is being dropped into the appropriate bin.
Is this intended to replace a person?
Well, it's intended to supplement a person. In fact, you know, I think the analogy is you're a journalist, right? Mm-hmm. And there's probably certain jobs that you don't particularly like doing. And I would imagine something like transcribing an interview like this. But nowadays, there are tools that can help you do that, right? That use AI. They don't replace the transcription. You still have to go in and fix it in places, right? But it can do a lot of the drudgery for you. It just means that you can concentrate on the parts of your job that you do best. And that's exactly the analogy that we believe is going to be the case for workers in warehouses.
Ken Goldberg is a professor of industrial engineering at UC Berkeley and a co-founder of Ambi Robotics. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.